From PRX and NPR, it's a special Snap Judgment Live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We've saved you the very best seat in the house. It's about to get started. Enjoy the show.
So, I was driving on the Golden Gate Bridge, and all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe. It felt like there was a tourniquet squeezed around my neck. I was just trying to get some air. I was finally able to pull over. I opened the door of my car. I flopped on the ground. And this woman, she runs over and she's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Can you tell me what's wrong?" And I did know what was wrong, but no, I couldn't tell her. Because the truth was, I had broken the Golden Man. Welcome. The Snap Judgment. So, when I was a teenager, I used to do a lot of stupid things. I would move to countries I'd never heard of before. I would threaten dudes that were 3 times bigger than me. And it was because of a trick. A trick a monk taught me. He said, Glenn, if you've got stress here, move it over here. If you're feeling something you don't want, put it on someone else. Imagine someone. So I imagined a golden man. Looked just like my monk friend. Only had gold nose, gold hair, gold teeth. So if I was feeling upset, put it over him. I was feeling shy, I'd put it on the golden man. When I was feeling stressed, he felt stressed. And I could go about my business. It was a pretty good deal. Except for, it was a catch. I could never look the golden man in the eye. He tried sometimes, sneak up on me. But I didn't let him do it. Didn't let him do it for years. Never caught me. Till one day, driving on the Golden Gate Bridge, not too long ago, I looked up in the sky and I saw him blink. I couldn't breathe. I called my friend the monk. I said, "Look, what do I do?" He said, "You need to go home." I went home. Figured that maybe a shower, some soap and some water, it'll fix this. I was in the shower, and I saw the golden man blink at me from the tiles. I passed out, and I'm wondering, is it gonna be like this? Am I gonna be in a spot where I'm running from ghosts in my own house? I was scared to open up doors. I was scared of what might jump out from behind cabinets. It was becoming crippling. He said to go home. Go home. And I thought about it. I thought, go home. Maybe. When he said go home, you need to go back to where it all started. Maybe what he meant was, it's time I chase some Midwestern thunderstorms. Maybe it's time I got in the field with some Michigan fireflies. maybe it's time I put a little Zingerman's deli up in my belly. Maybe it's time my kids got to meet their grandmother. Maybe it's time I got to hang out with my uncles on the porch and eat some barbecue. Maybe it's time me and my cousins play basketball again. Maybe it was time I came back home. Maybe it's time I came back home to where it all got started. And you know what? Ever since I've touched down here in Michigan, ever since, it's not the golden man chasing me. It's been me. I've been chasing the golden man.